A little story about how the Lord fulfills the desires of his devotees, and this is from the Ramayana. It's a very interesting story. Lord Ramachandra went into exile, then he was in the forest. He met a great devotee, forest dweller Guha, who accompanied the Lord and took him to the Ganga. And then, so that the Lord could cross to the other side, he got a boatman and arranged everything to take place. Now, prior to the Lord coming here, on the way, he had encountered, he gave his mercy to Ahalya, Gautama Muni's wife, who had been cursed to become a stone until the Lord blessed her and showed her his mercy. So when Lord Ramachandra wanted to now step in the boat, then the boatman said, hold it, no way, you can't step in the boat. And everyone was really shocked. Here's Lord Ramachandra's got enough problems. Why is the boatman being so difficult? And the boatman said, no, you can't step into the boat. So finally Lord Ramachandra said, well, why? He said, because I've just heard of the power of your lotus feet, that the dust of your lotus feet, whatever it touches, turns into a woman. If this boat turns into a woman, then my entire source of livelihood is going to disappear, be transformed. And how will I be able to maintain my wife and my family? So, no way, you can't step into the boat, but I have to get to the other side, said Lord Ramachandra. And everyone else was quite upset with the boatman. Finally, the boatman said, all right, well, let's wash the dust off of your feet so that you don't make that happen, and then I'll take you across. So now the plan started to unfold a little, and it became a little clear what was his motivation. So the boatman brought out a vessel, and Lord Ramachandra stood in it, and he washed it very thoroughly once, the Lord's lotus feet, and twice, and three times. And Sitadeva was getting a little irritated, but the boatman was very ecstatic. In fact, then he drank half the contents of the vessel, and while he was doing so, he was smiling at Sita, and then he sprinkled the rest on his family members and everyone else, and all the forest dwellers got into real ecstasy. There was a big festival of Charanarenu, the Lord's foot dust and the water. So everyone was really, really happy. And all right, when it was finally over, then Lord Ramachandra and Sitadevi got in the boat and they got to the other side of the Ganga. How does the Lord fulfill the desire of this devotee? Well, in his previous life, this boatman was a turtle. And during the churning of the Mandara Hill by the demons and devotees, he saw the Lord and he came and wanted to touch his lotus feet, but Lakshmi Devi shooed him away. And so he wasn't able to get the Lord's mercy. So now he took birth as this boatman, and the Lord and his internal potency arranged that his desire could be fulfilled. And he was able to take transcendental vengeance on Sita Devi. Hare Krishna.